Okay, then sometime later, Michael, another, perhaps the group of aliens that we were being warned about, shows up around this planet, again, reportedly from Roswell, and here again, the Greys. Tell us about that.
Right, well, thankfully we know a lot more about that, because it seems that these extraterrestrials did reach an agreement with the Eisenhower administration that resulted in a long-term relationship, which I believe continues up to the present time.
Now, these were the Greys, right?
That's correct.
Now, weren't we warned from the other race, the Nordics, about the Greys, to stay away from them, or was that another group they were talking about?
Yes, that's correct. The Nordics were speaking in particular about the Greys as being a race that did present some dangers for humanity.
Now, what's the deal that Eisenhower cut with them, the Greys?
Well, thankfully, there's a lot of information that the deal involved some technology transfer on the part of the Greys, and that technology could be used for, say, the development of a new generation of aircraft, even interplanetary craft, new types of propulsion systems, navigation systems, and so forth. So these technologies essentially had a military application, which I'm sure was of great interest to the Eisenhower administration. And in return, it appears what the Greys got was recognition that they could continue to pursue what appeared to be a biological program that involved them abducting civilians for short periods for experiments, and that these civilians would then be returned with no memory of what occurred, unharmed, and that particular incident would be reported to the U.S. authorities so that they could monitor and keep track of exactly who the Greys were abducting and what was happening. That was essentially the basis of the agreement.
So you're saying Eisenhower basically gave the Greys a green light to abduct Americans, humans, and conduct experiments, all in return for some kind of advanced alien technology.
Well, this is where this whole idea of the green light enters into the picture, because according to Philip Corso, you know, what happened was essentially the way he described it was that it was a forced surrender. And also other whistleblowers revealed that, in fact, the Eisenhower administration didn't have much choice in this matter. That, in fact, what I think may have been happening was that they perceived that the Greys had been involved in this biological program already for some time and were going to continue it. And so probably the Eisenhower administration made the decision that, well, you know, rather than stay outside and know nothing about, you know, what the Greys are doing, you know, stay outside of any kind of agreement with the Greys.
Well, I was going to say, how could we stop them, even if they decided, hey, no agreement, so what? We're still going to do what we want to do.
Exactly. I think that's what the advice was that was given to President Eisenhower, and I think he basically took that advice. I mean, the only other option, it appeared to be, was one of doing reaching a deal with the Greys, with the Nordics. But as I mentioned, that involves some very painful sacrifices without any kind of carrot. And so I think that the Eisenhower administration thought that, well, it was best to do a deal with the Greys because, well, you know, on the one hand, you can't stop them. Two, you can see what it is that they're doing by reaching an agreement with them. And three, you get something in return in terms of technology that could be used for development of a new generation of weapons, aircraft, and other scientific technologies.
Now, do we know exactly where the Greys might have come from?
Well, thankfully, there again, we have more information. The Greys typically are described as coming from Zeta Reticulum,
mm-hmm.
and also from a star system in Orion. Some say Rigel, others have pointed to Betelgeuse, but essentially it seems that there are gray extraterrestrial races that come from these star systems, Zeta Reticulum, Rigel and Orion, Betelgeuse, that are involved in these biological programs that deal with abducted humans and have a number of generations of these humans closely studied and in some way manipulated or engineered biologically in a way that suits an agenda that we're not quite sure of exactly what it is the Greys are doing.
And it's very possible that they did not tell us the truth back during this agreement period.
Definitely, yes. I think that there's a lot of questions we can raise about what it is that the Greys are really up to in terms of these programs. Ostensibly, what they're doing is to help replenish their genetic material after repeated cloning over a number of generations, many hundreds of generations. We can imagine that their genetic material has degraded, and so presumably they are here to help replenish their genetic pool using human DNA. So that's the reason that they give for their interest in working with civilians. Now, there are other explanations that revolve around this being a means by which the Greys can actually even subvert or even play a role in co-opting many of the key institutions on the planet for really producing some kind of hybrid race that would really be a future generation that would essentially take over the planet.
How do we know that this group, the groups of Greys, might not be abducting humans and never bringing them back?
Well, it appears that from those abductees that have gone through this process, and you know, we have researchers, John Mack, Bud Hopkins,
mm-hmm.
and others, who work with many hundreds of abductees, and there seems to be a pattern of where abductees are taken. They work with various genetic experiments are conducted, typically involving reproduction. It seems that there is an effort to produce some kind of durable or hardy hybrid race that can survive on the Earth. And these returned abductees suggest that, well, you know, what they're really interested in is not so much humans per se, but in human genetic material for producing a new race.
For themselves, maybe.
For themselves in the sense that this new race would be what would house the consciousness of the Greys. If the Greys are indeed a collective species, if they operate on a kind of hive consciousness, the physical body of the Greys might not really be all that important. What may be most important for the Greys is preserving the kind of hive consciousness.